It's no secret by now that medical supplies are in dangerously short supply as hospitals in the Northeast try to battle the coronavirus pandemic. Engineering students at the University at Albany are trying to pitch in by 3D printing face shields. That's a Prusa 3D printer, making a face shield for hospital workers. A fine needle point is drawing layer after layer of hot plastic on a flat metal plate. Those layers build up to form the frame into which a UAlbany student will slide a see-through plastic shield. Michael Lazinski, professor of practice at UAlbany's College of Emergency Preparedness, Homeland Security, and Cybersecurity, and Jonathan Muckle, a professor of practice in the Electrical and Computer Engineering Department at UAlbany, have assembled teams of student engineers to print, assemble, and deliver these shields to healthcare professionals. Lazinski says they dropped off 15 at Albany Medical Center on Monday, which were immediately put into rotation.
And we're looking at scaling our production so that not only Albany Medical Center, but also Rensselaer County first responders and those across the state of New York, as well as the country, we can scale to the production so that we can deliver hundreds of these.
Muckle says the shields are not designed to replace N95 masks, but to be used in conjunction with them to extend their lifespan. The shield will stop saliva spray from getting into the eyes and onto the N95 mask. Depending on the design, one face shield can take up to 2 hours to print and assemble. The UAlbany design takes roughly 40 minutes. Muckle says 24 students and 14 3D printers are working around the clock.
We mobilized a bunch of student volunteers. We kind of rallied equipment and resources together to try to make as big of an impact as we possibly can.
One student leader is Ian Walter, a senior majoring in electrical and computer engineering.
Hi, I'm Jackie. Nice to meet you. Should I take my shoes off?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
So here is where the printers are.
Walter was dedicating most of his time to his senior capstone project, developing a satellite to be launched into low Earth orbit. Now he has turned his attention to printing face shields in his parents' living room.
It feels really nice to be able to ideally be creating stuff and actually helping the medical professionals who are kind of in the front line.
Due to social distancing, the roughly 24 volunteers and their two professors are meeting via Zoom to coordinate and plan the project. Walter says they are engineers, not medical professionals, so they are relying on approved schematics to make sure they meet hospital standards.
The National Institute of Health, NIH, actually set up a page for 3D printers or makers to submit designs for personal protective equipment. And they'll go through and actually test them and say whether or not it's, you know, this is suitable for like real medical use in the United States.
Once the 3D frame is printed, the clear part of the shield needs to be affixed. Walter says there was a simple solution to making the shield. Repurposing office supplies.
These are just transparencies that you go and buy from Staples or something, right? They're standard sized and the holes, and I can actually grab one and show you. The holes are designed to fit standard 3-hole punch. We just took the transparencies and punched, did the 3-hole punches, and then it just fits and snaps on.
Walter handles the masks with rubber gloves, assembles them, and places them into Ziploc bags where they sit for 3 days, because it is estimated that the virus can live for 72 hours on plastic surfaces before getting delivered to Albany Medical Center. Before Walter started printing prototypes at home, student volunteers and faculty spent a week scouring global message boards trying to weed out which face shield designs were faulty and pick one that worked. Walter made 5 prototype masks as of Monday, but now that the design is approved, he expects to print hundreds in the coming weeks. There are now 3 3D printers, all provided by UAlbany, in Walter's home. Walter says he may be one of the first students to print the face shields from home, but he won't be the last.
Hopefully, these won't be the only 3D printers in the process. We'll have more at more people's houses, and have it be kind of a whole community effort of everyone doing whatever we can to help the people who are trying to get us through this very strange time.
Walter says being able to help during a national crisis is why he majored in engineering.
It's a way of thinking, right? A way of problem solving that not necessarily every other field uses. And I love it. And the problem solving that people have been showing with designing these masks and, you know, working together as a community, that's what engineering is all about.
Professors Lisinski and Munkel say with campuses deserted, students feel powerless. Walter worries that someone he loves will get the virus. He says if that happens, engineering the face shields is all he can do.
That's the most direct. Like, I can do something about that to help prevent that situation by making these and getting them into the hands of the people who desperately need them.
UAlbany is donating all protective face shields to Albany Medical Center and is fielding requests from emergency responders as well. More information about how to get involved and pictures of the 3D printing process are at wamc.org. Reporting from Albany, I'm Jackie Orchard, WAMC News.